This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lots of reaction today to the news that U.S. Senator John McCain, a war hero and former presidential candidate, has died after an ongoing battle with brain cancer. More from VOA correspondent Michael Bowman.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free. The land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And newly elected Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is one of those who paid respects to McCain internationally.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. They are like family, and his loss today is like the loss of a family member to us as Australians.
Former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama issued a statement sending their heartfelt condolences to McCain's wife, Cindy, and their family. Obama ran against the Republican senator in the 2008 presidential election and won. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday Ghani has asked the three to remain in office and work toward the betterment of the security situation there. The resignations were tendered just hours after Afghanistan's national security advisor abruptly resigned. This is VOA News. In Ireland, Pope Francis met with survivors of abuse by priests. Paul Redman was among those meeting with Francis. He heads a group of homes for sex abuse survivors.
He came back at the end and apologized to all of us for what had happened to us. And the thing that really shocked us all was when he was talking to survivors about cover-up and corruption in Rome itself. He literally referred to these people as caca. And his translator again was kind of shocked and asked the Pope to clarify. And the Pope literally did some hand gestures and said, caca, they're filth in the toilet.
Pope Francis' visit to Ireland comes at a time with sexual abuse crisis around the world. A 6.0 magnitude earthquake has hit western Iran, killing at least one person, injuring dozens more. The earthquake hit a province early Sunday. The epicenter of the quake struck cities near Iran's border with Iraq at a depth of approximately 10 kilometers. Media reports say the earthquake was felt in Baghdad, Iraq's capital, which is more than 300 kilometers from the Iranian border. Elon Musk says that investors have convinced him to leave his car-making company Tesla on the stock market. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Tesla will remain on the public stock markets. Tesla CEO Elon Musk released a statement late Friday saying investors convinced him he should not take the company private. In the statement, Musk said the feedback he received included institutional investors saying they have internal rules limiting how much they can sink into a private company. On August 7th, Musk posted on Twitter that he was considering taking Tesla private. Musk says he met with Tesla's board Thursday to tell them he wants the company to stay public, and the board agreed. I'm Mike Rossia.
Catholic bishops, Albania and Ireland agree to take the 140 migrants blocked aboard an Italian Coast Guard vessel, announcing the end of a 10-day standoff over the asylum seekers, but making clear an angry Italy could avenge a perceived lack of overall European Union solidarity by refusing to approve the bloc's next multi-year budget. The Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, who leads the Anti-Migrant League Party, refused to let the migrants off the Coast Guard vessel unless the other European countries helped out with the asylum. And again, plenty of reaction today to the news that U.S. Senator John McCain, who is a war hero and a former presidential candidate, has died. He has been dealing with an ongoing battle with brain cancer. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.